This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says President Joe Biden will meet virtually with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday. This at a time when the United States has made it clear that it does not want to see India increase its energy imports from Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement on Sunday that President Biden will continue what she called close consultations on the consequences of Russia's brutal war against Ukraine and mitigating its destabilizing impact on global food supply and commodity markets. Driven by steep discounts following Western sanctions on Russian companies, India has bought at least 13 million barrels of Russian crude oil since Russia invaded Ukraine in late February. Reuters news outlet reports India bought some 16 million barrels for the whole of last year. India has tried to balance its ties with Russia and the West, but unlike other members of the Quad countries, those are the United States, Japan, and Australia, it has not imposed sanctions on Russia. Russia has named a new commander for its assault on eastern Ukraine. General Alexander Dvornikov is described by U.S. officials as a military leader with a record of brutality against civilians in Syria and other war zones. The U.S. officials said Dvornikov was sent to Syria in 2015 to buttress the failing forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and led Russian troops there for a year. He's currently commander of Russia's southern military district. Under his command in Syria, Moscow's forces were widely accused of bombing civilian neighborhoods and hospitals to try to stop rebels from ousting Bashar al-Assad. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're carrying at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian state media reported Sunday that Iran's lawmakers have set conditions for the revival of the 2015 nuclear pact, including guarantees approved by the U.S. Congress that Washington would not drop out of the agreement. Iran and the United States have engaged in indirect talks in Vienna over the past year to revive the 2015 nuclear agreement between Tehran and world powers. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the pact in 2018. In response, Iran ramped up its nuclear program, violating its part of the agreement. Negotiations have now stalled as Tehran and Washington blame each other for failing to take the necessary political decisions to settle the remaining issues. A Texas district attorney says he will move to dismiss a murder charge against a woman who allegedly gave herself an abortion. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Lizelle Herrera was arrested Thursday in Rio Grande City after a Starr County grand jury indicted her for murder, causing death of a fetus or embryo through a self-induced abortion. The district attorney says his office will move to dismiss the charges in a statement. DA Gochalin Ramirez says in reviewing this case, it is clear that Ms. Herrera cannot and should not be prosecuted for the allegation against her. The statement goes on to say the issues surrounding this matter are clearly contentious. However, based on Texas law and the facts presented, it's not a criminal matter. I'm Julie Walker.
Mexicans voted Sunday in a divisive national referendum championed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on whether he should step down or complete his six-year term. While recall elections in other countries tend to be initiated by political opponents, Mexico's vote is the brainchild of López Obrador, who enjoys an approval rating of nearly 60%. Supporters of the referendum, which is the first of its kind in Mexico, say it's a way of increasing democratic accountability, giving voters the opportunity to remove the president due to a loss of confidence. Critics, however, see it as an expensive propaganda exercise. Ecuador's former vice president Jorge Glass, jailed for corruption involving the Brazilian company Odebrecht, was freed on parole on Sunday, this according to his supporters. And once again, recapping the top story this hour, the White House says President Joe Biden will meet virtually with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday, this at a time when the United States has made it clear that it does not want to see India increase its energy imports from Russia. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.